typically, someone will come in and they will have broken, say, part of one of their, often a back tooth, off. And that can happen just anyway because of normal wear and tear. But we may see a pattern, in, especially with someone who is a regular attender, that this isn't the first time that something similar has happened. And there are maybe one, two, three other teeth over a period that it's been happening to. We then look more generally for other signs on other teeth where they may have chipped corners off, which hasn't brought them in, but they've thought has been normal wear and tear. But when we look at the patient as a whole, in the context of how old they are and so forth, we say, well, actually, this pattern of the wear on the teeth here is greater than we would expect for their age with normal use. And then we start to think, well, have we got something here that is more than just normal tooth wear? And then we investigate the muscles and look for signs of clenching or grinding of the teeth. The patient may come in with a more vague pain in the face that they thought was toothache, but when we investigate it, we actually find that nothing wrong with the teeth, but it's the muscles that are giving the pain, for example.
And this kind of pattern is something that you and other dentists have noticed specifically since the credit crunch, is it?
In our practice, because you know we're in the centre of Edinburgh, we're right in the middle of the financial district. We have significant numbers of patients who either work in banking or the financial services sector, and we've seen more evidence of this than before 2008. We've been established in that part of Edinburgh for 26 years, and when we look at our treatment profiles of what treatment we're providing, we see there's a significant increase in treatment of that type of problem over the last 2 years.
So what can you do? I mean, obviously there are things you can do in terms of repair, but what can you do to try and stop people doing this?
Well, there are a number of things. I mean, the muscles that operate the jaw are the kind of key to this, really, because once they become tense, there's an underlying tension in them, or there are tender spots in them, then as soon as someone falls asleep, then they may go into a kind of spasm and clench the teeth together and cause damage that way, or set up a pattern of grinding. And because they've got into that habit, they will then continue to do that. It's a subconscious thing. One can't just stop it automatically. So we can, for example, by making a device that fits over the teeth, like a mouth guard that sports people wear, we can interrupt the spasm, get the muscles to relax off, and discourage people from the clench or the grind. So not just treat the symptoms of the pain or the broken tooth, but we can try and treat the underlying condition, which is the habit of the clenching and the grinding.
And what about other methods that actually go to the root of the problem, the stress itself? I mean, do you recommend things like hypnosis or yoga or anything like that?
Well, yes. I mean, depending on the severity of the problem, it's glib to say, we can say to someone, well, just relax, or try and relax a bit more before going to sleep. Maybe just massage the muscles yourself if you find that you notice this tender spots. That will relax the muscle, and then it's less likely that it will then go into spasm when you fall asleep. One step up from that, you can say, well, there is a hypnosis is an option. If someone is given the appropriate advice, they can use self-hypnosis. Hypnotists will use that technique. Hypnosis is a route that we have recommended in the past and does have a place, can be helpful in this respect.